As we continue discussing Lift Na'iver, in our previous year, we mentioned that there are many that want to suggest that Lift Na'iver is not only to be viewed as a independent Aveira, but Lift Na'iver is to be viewed as part of every Aveira in the Torah. There's a Lift Na'iver element of I cause somebody to do that Aveira. So the Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, so we know that by the Gimel Averis Chamuris, of a Dezorah Gila Arayis, Shvichas Tomim, the Halach is Yarek Val Yaver. A person has to let himself be killed rather than do the Avera. So the question obviously comes up, if somebody is in a situation that he may cause somebody to do one of these Averis, and he's going to be a little naive by doing so, does he have to be Maisa Nefesh? So I saw that the Mefarshim want to suggest that the Ramban will that the Ramban says that even if you'll hold that if somebody causes somebody else to do an Aveira, it's considered as if he did the Aveira himself, it's still not to the same degree of doing the actual Aveira. And therefore, even though it is part of the general, that specific Aveira, won't have to be Meiser Nefesh. The first Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos discusses the famous case where the Ani is standing outdoors and the Baal Bayis is indoors. And the Ani puts his head into the Baal Bayis' house, and the Baal Bayis puts something into the hand of the Baal Bayis, or takes something out of the hand of the Baal Bayis. Where the Baal Bayis really did nothing, and the Ani did, and therefore he's potter or mutter, and the Ani is over the Aveira. But ask the Rishonim, how could the Baal Bayis allow the Ani to take this object out of his hand? When the Ani is taking this object out of his hands, isn't he's causing that the Ani should be over Chil Shabbos from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim? So why is this not a situation of Lifnei Aver? So Tosfos answers, as we learn in our Gemara, we'll still speak about it in Mitzvah Shem, that we're referring to a situation where the Ani could have gotten to this object without the Baal Bayis. And we know Trey Avrid and Nahara, you're only Oivel of Na'iver if the person couldn't have done the Aveira without you. But if the person could have done the Aveira without you, there is no Lif Na'iver. The Ran takes a different approach. The Ran says, indeed, the Baal Bayis is Oivel of Na'iver, but the focus of the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is on Hilchus Shabbos, not on Hilchus Lif Na'iver. And indeed, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked that question on the Ran. How could the Mishnah ignore that element? So, Rabbi Kiva Eger answers. Rabbi Kiva Eger answers that even though the Baal Bos is Oivel of Na'iver, it doesn't make him into a mumer. We know the halach is if somebody's mechal Shabbos, it's a very serious aveira, and therefore he's not considered. But this person is not considered a mechal Shabbos. So the achronim want to suggest that the machloikus rishonim that we just gave in explaining is this lifnei iver, is this a focus lifnei iver or not, is really based on what we just said. Those that want to say that there is no Lifnei Iver here, because the Ani could have gotten to this object without me, have to say that pshat. Because if the Ani could have not have gotten to this object without the Baal Bayis, then the Baal Bayis would be Oivel Lifnei Iver, but not only would he be Oivel Lifnei Iver, he would be considered a Mechal Shabbos. Because as we're explaining, when you do an Aveira of Lifnei Iver, When you do an Aveira Lufnei Iver, it's as if you did the Aveira that you caused the other person to do. And therefore they said, it's referring to a case where it's not Lufnei Iver. He could have gotten to the object without you. The others, however, learned that Lufnei Iver has never anything to do with Chilul Shabbos. And since with that Aveira, it's a separate Aveira. As we continue in discussing this Isser of Lufnei Iver, the Paiskim bring up another situation. Why would be the halacha that the Gris Moshe in Choshe Mishpat Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Vav brings from the Rambam that it's a hanhaga nechayna, it's a proper behavior not to give people food that could be detrimental to their health. On the other hand, the Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach says it's an issa d'oraisa to cause somebody or yourself not be healthy. As the pasuk says, Rakishamu chashma nafshcham oid. So Rav Moshe wants to make the following distinction. It's regarding cigarettes, giving somebody a cigarette. And Rav Moshe says like this. He says, something that many people do, even though it's not healthy, is a situation of Hilchos Deis. And it's not an issa d'oraisa. It's not appropriate to smoke, but it's not an issa d'oraisa. On the other hand, where it's something that's a clear and present danger, that's part of Hilchos Ritzeach. For the record, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tez Vov Simulam Tes disagrees. Now he says, nowadays it's been proven how dangerous cigarette smoking is, and certainly it's also to give somebody a cigarette. But the question that Rav Moshe continues discussing in a different tshuva, and your Deyechel Bey Simimem Tes, is can you give somebody cigarettes? Are you evil if naive? So Rav Moshe says, since the person who's smoking is well aware of the danger involved in smoking, so once he knows that it's dangerous, the element of Lufnei Iver, of giving a person Eitz Hashen Hagenis, doesn't apply. What about the Eitz of Machshel? So certainly if you could get cigarettes without you, then there's no Lufnei Iver. But it'll turn out that if somebody doesn't know the danger involved in smoking cigarettes, the halacha will be that you overlift naive. As we discussed earlier, we spoke about the case about the father who made the son get angry at him. From here we see, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that lift naive, and the Gemara, as we said the father was Michael the son. From here we see, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Lifnei Iver even applies in a situation where I'm causing somebody not to do a full-fledged Aveira. Even if I'm just causing him to do something which is a lower Madrega, the Skaven Lech HaBosa Taleh, Lech HaBosa Chazir, Vach HaBosa Taleh, is not really an Aveira, still Lifnei Iver would apply. I saw that Chavetz Chaim says that we know that the halacha is sometimes you're allowed to say Lashon Hara if it's Lotaelis in a situation where somebody's asking you, let's say, about a shidduch, and you know information that's important for that person to know, you're allowed to tell him. But says the Chofetz Chaim, if you have to make it clear that it's l'toelos, because otherwise you're playing with lifnei iver. You're playing with lifnei iver. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if somebody gives tzedakah to someone who you know, there's somebody collecting tzedakah, and you know that that person really doesn't deserve tzedakah, by you giving him tzedakah, even if it's not, you know that you're just giving it to him even though he doesn't deserve it, you're still over with lifnei iver, because he doesn't know that you know he's a Ramai, and therefore, by you giving him the tzedakah, you're being over lifnei iver. I saw from the Sefer Shoshanas HaMokim a very difficult question. He speaks about a case where there's a couple who are living together without being properly married, or worse. He says it's not simple that a doctor is allowed to treat that woman to help her get pregnant, because you're over lifnei iver. What would be the halacha where you have a suffix? What's going to be the halacha where you have a suffix if you're being over lifnei iver? So the Paiskim says, the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Zayin on the base, says, Lo yitin odin prus lo toy pif shel shamish. You're not allowed to give food to the waiter. You're not allowed to give bread to the waiter. Elm ken yoy deya shenotel yodav. Unless you know he washed his hands. And the Gemara says, since a shot, the waiter is very likely to eat, and if he doesn't remember that he didn't wash his hands, you're not allowed to give him any food, because he may come to eat the food, touch the food without washing his hands. The Rabbeinu Yoina says, based on this Gemara, it seems that we're only allowed to give food to somebody we know is going to make a bracha. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Beis Paskins Lo Yiten Lechol Elo Mishi Yidei Bo Shivarech. You're only allowed to give food to somebody who you know is going to make a bracha. The Rama, however, quotes Rabbeinu Yoina that if the person you're giving food to eat is an ani, and you're giving to him because you want to give him tzedakah, yesh matirim. And the Mishnah Berura in Sifkaton Yud Aleph, in explaining the opinion of the yesh matirim, he says that even if you know for sure that the person who you're giving food to won't make a bracha, you're allowed to give him the food. The Magen Avraham, however, adds that this is all based on the Gemara we just quoted in Masechet Chulin, and the Gemara in Masechet Chulin is talking about a situation of a shamus who's torrid and therefore extremely likely to eat without washing. But if it's another person, we could be more lenient. The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach. Why? Because if it's a suffix in Lifnei Iver, we could be more lenient. The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalam Rebeis, says Osel Sapa B'Toyvoso Shel Chaveroi B'Fnei Sonov. Not to speak nice things about a person in front of his enemies, because they, since they hate him, will say, "Nah, he's not such a good person," and they'll speak Lashon Hara. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, why, and the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Deis, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Asked the Chofetz Chaim, why is this just considered avak lashon hara, as the Rambam says? Why is there no element of lifnei iver? Says the Chofetz Chaim, there is no lifnei iver unless you know for sure that he's going to do the avera. Here we don't know for sure they're going to say lashon hara, and therefore there is no lifnei iver. The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, teaches us that Chazal taught us that we're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to an Akam for two reasons. One reason is that he may not take ownership of it, and therefore there's a din of shvisas behemtoi. Another reason is that he may come to test it right before Shabbos. And the Gemara in Daf Tezvav says that if Huna sold a cow to an Akum, and Rav Chisda asked, doesn't the Mishnah say you're not allowed to do it? So the Gemara answers, Eim l'shchita zavna. Since there's a suffix that maybe he was going to use it for shchita, not to work with it, since it's not for sure that you're being over an aveira, so we see again that when there's a suffix of lifnei iver, there is no iser of lifnei. There is no iser of lifnei iver. That those that want to connect it, that those that want to connect this discussion to the shaila we know that we have throughout Shas, the question of suffik deraisa lechula and suffik deraisa lechumra. But I saw that the Chazanish says a very big chiddush. It's a Chazanish of Masechta Shviyos, Perek Yud Beis, Ois Tes. He says that part of what the Torah gave the Chayek to Chachamim to do is to define the mitzvahs and averus. So even though clearly, as we're learning, and we're going to be continuing to learn, the Issa Lifnei Iver is an Issa Deraisa, but says the Chazon Ish, and therefore certainly when there's a suffix, we ought to apply the concept of suffix Deraisa L'chumra. Says the Chazon Ish, we don't say suffix. It's up to the Chachamim to decide what are the parameters of the Aveira. And therefore, if Chazal said that in a situation of suffix, there is no din of lifnei iver, we won't apply the concept of suffix deraisa l'chumra, and we could be makel in a situation of a suffix lifnei iver.